Welcome back. It's Emery.
And it's Adam.
All right. And we're going to be talking about the first week of school.
All right.
All right. Adam, so, how was your first week of school? Adjust to the new schedule and everything, you know?
I like them because I feel like every class I got, like, every class at least knows someone. So it's, like, not too, like, boring. And it's pretty fun because, like, the stuff I've already been doing, it's pretty fun, like, you know, my chemistry and physics class.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we basically had to make a building out of paper, or just make anything out of paper that could hold books. And whoever has the most gets like 3 homework passes. Yeah.
You get 3?
Yeah. That's I don't know if it's like, hopefully it's 3 each person because there's 3 people in my group.
Oh.
Nah, it better be online, bro.
I feel like it's going to be 1 per person.
So what I did was we had 20 pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
We made 4 pillars, like little, like, we just wrapped them. Mm-hmm. But we had 5 in each one, and then we had put them like, we had to put them like 1 in each. We had a paper that we taped it to. We put 1 in each corner, and then we just kept stacking books, and I don't even know how it was possible. We got like 31 books.
31. Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
I was like, what is holding it? I thought it was like something like. I thought it was like cardboard holding it up. But
no, that was
like,
paper.
That was pure paper.
That's just paper. Paper and tape. That's
I'm surprised it pulled it through.
Dude, I was just
I thought it was going to fall. I was stacking more.
I was like, bro, what am I looking at? I'm looking at paper hold books.
That's crazy, bro.
Man, no, the other groups had like 9 and 14. We get up to like 31, bro.
And then they all collapse, huh?
Bro, I'm getting smart like that.
Wait, how did you guys wrap it up, though? Like, did you guys wrap all pure paper on the pillars and just one?
Well, everybody just did it differently. I know my friend, it's because you either make the strongest one or you make the tallest one.
Huh.
And my friend, she was lazy, so she just went with the tallest. So she didn't even try. She just kept stacking paper and paper. So she got the tallest one. Nobody else was doing the tallest. She got the easy passes. But mm-hmm. I went for the competition. Man, I better win.
I mean,
31 books.
You probably already won. But who knows?
I mean, not other groups win, and everybody was kind of looking at ours.
Huh?
Man, I'd be really mad if
they
start copying our design. Well, no, other people did kind of do it, except
they did it differently.
Okay, so what other people did was one person did the same thing, except it wasn't 4. I think they wrapped each one just like 1. So it was like little. It was like 20 pieces of paper that were rolled up. I think how much did they get? I think they got like. Was it 9 or was it the 14? No, I think it was the 9. Yeah, they got 9 before it just all like crushed it. And then the group that got 14, I thought they were going to beat us because what they did was they made like 10 and they had like 2 in each like wrapped.
Uh-huh.
But they were getting a lot. But one thing that messed them up was they didn't have nothing to like support them at the bottom. So they're like, it was kind of tilting. Because they're too close, and the books, it was, like, kind of leaning as they keep placing it. And as it keeps leaning out, it just kind of, like...
Full on fell.
Yeah. Wow,
that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but...
You guys did odd on the first week of school.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I think about, like, what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just smart like that, you know?
All right, bro.
So what I did was, in my head, I was like... So if each, like, little paper has, like 5, it's going to be strong. Because if you wrap it, think about, like, this cap... The edges are like wrapped paper and there's a hole in the middle and you just put your hand on top of it like this.
Like, hold on.
Yeah, it's like hard basically. Yeah. It's not like, since it's like a lot of paper, it's like stronger. And then I had to put them in each corner so like it's balanced. So it holds each corner of the book.
Also, just put like in every corner from the paper, right?
Because let's just say you made 2, like just 2, like just 2 paper, like hand or just 2 paper, like rolls.
Mm-hmm.
If you put them underneath the books, it'll maybe hold there. But since it's just 2, it'll be like that, and it could, like, tip over. So I had 4, so let's just say, hold on, like that.
Okay.
It's, like, holding each corner, so it's, like, now, not every side is being held, so it's, like, not going to tilt.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's pretty much secure from the bottom now.
Yeah. Now, we were fine. I knew it wasn't going to tilt because we had it, like, balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then we had, like, 5 in each, so it's a little strong. Man, we got 31.
That's a lot. Everyone else got lower than that, didn't they?
Yeah, nobody got past 20.
20?
Yeah, we got past
30. And you guys got 31 or 30?
We got 31.
That's a lot. I think I can beat that, though.
In the 30s. I know it was at least 31.
I know I can beat that.
I think they put 32 and then just fell.
I can beat that, though. That's how it works.
You can.
Who said I couldn't?
You're just not smart.
Nah,
smart.
All right. What are you trying to say, though?
Okay, okay. Moving on. How's your week been so far?
First week, it was pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. First day was kind of awkward. I did not know nobody besides English in this class.
Oh.
English, I had like a few friends in there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't talk to them as much like last year or last semester.
Yeah.
But yeah, and after that, a few classes were like the same thing, just different teachers and different places, you know? Some were in S hallway, some were in A still, and, you know, I haven't gone to some of them.
Wait, so you already know some people now? Like, you've met people? Or what are you talking about?
Like, the classes. I'm talking about classes.
Yeah, like, you're saying, like, you don't really know people in most of your classes. You know people now or still know?
Some, but not that much. I don't talk to them like that.
I've met already a lot of people. Well, mostly because of other friends. Like, you would have this friend, and then that friend knows some other guy, and then he would join in the conversation.
And I know you.
We know each other.
But,
yeah, I mean, each class, I basically know someone. I know you're in my first two. Kaylin's in my third. My fourth, Michelle's in it, but then I have some other friend that I met last year for Japanese. We have pool together. Fifth, I have Alex.
You lucky for
bro, me and him, we just be talking a lot, dude. And luckily, the teacher doesn't really care. As long as he's like, do your work, he doesn't really care. I mean, he doesn't even care if you're like really on your phone. He's just there to teach. You don't listen, you don't listen.
Oh.
But he's just kind of just there. But he's a cool teacher, too. But
you lucky, bro.
My classes are pretty good.
I mean, I like my classes because they're good.
Well,
they're chill. They're just really over.
It would have been worse because if I had radio again for last two periods, my classes would have been switched, so it wouldn't be that great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched into the first two, and then the classes I have now, those classes I know people in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of glad I switched them.
Crazy,
yeah, I mean,
first week, it's not that bad so far. I'm just getting used to the schedule. I'm not that used to it. I wish we would have had this semester, last semester. Then.
I mean, I feel like some of my classes are kind of awkward still, even though, like my third period. Like, it's just, I would talk, because as long as everybody else is talking, I'll talk. I don't want to be, like, the only guy talking, and everybody's, like, listening to
just
your conversation.
Quiet and everything.
Yeah, it's just so weird. It's like, just think about you're just in a room with a bunch of people that are not saying a word. You can't even hear a breath. Just quiet. And then you're over here talking to your friend about, like, whatever.
You know?
I don't know. I don't really like having people just listen. They just have to listen to you.
And then they'd be turning around sometimes.
Yeah, or just like,
bro, mind your business.
Just cover your ears.
But yeah, first week's not that bad, though. It was actually pretty, like, you know, like a pretty chill week for the first week. I'm surprised it took it kind of easy on us, except for Mr. Camarola. He over here making us, you know, do projects. I'm like, it's never that deep. He said we gotta do research. I mean, it's not that hard, but just like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, this week... It's gone pretty easy.
Yeah, it really was easy.
I mean,
easier than like
harder. I expected it to be like.
I expected it to be like back to work, straight to work after we come back from break.
Because in my head, I was like, I have to meet new people again. I'm like, ugh.
I got too comfortable in that last schedule. I was like,
I know, Mr. Carmelo's class.
Yeah,
that class.
That was fun.
I know, like, you, Leo, Eduardo.
That was like
Gio.
Prime.
Jenny, Nayeli.
Now I have Eduardo and Jose.
And Mr. Camarella?
Yeah.
That's it?
No, there's more.
Who do you have?
I don't talk to them like that. I have Eduardo, I have Daniel, I have Abraham.
No, but you don't talk to like Abraham
Jose.
So much, huh? He's cool. He's just.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just kind of quiet.
Yeah,
little.
He really is.
Or if not, he's just talking to other people. But
no, but that class is awkward. It's just like pure silence, bro.
Man, I told Mr. Camarella, I'm like, man.
Like, bro,
you don't have the best student in your
bro,
class.
You got like, the wrong class if you put me in, bro. I don't know what made him think to go in that third period, bro.
Put me, I know it wasn't him, but like, I'm always telling him, like, man, why'd you get rid of me? I'm like the only person that doesn't have you again.
That's crazy. Could have been me. No, but last period, I like last period.
I would have made the class so much funner, bro.
I like last period. I have a geometry last period. It's fun.
Oh, I have it.
They be making funny jokes and stuff like that in there.
What do you have?
I forgot her name. I heard her name like 14 different times yesterday and I didn't listen.
Oh my God.
Nah, but she's cool. It's chill. It's like just go to A hallway, take a left and go straight and it's right there.
So my third period, that's like probably the awkwardest class.
Third period.
Everybody's just like I said, everybody's just quiet. Nobody says anything. Yeah. I have some kid that I had last semester.
Mm-hmm.
He talks so much. It kind of got annoying.
Yeah.
But it's just the class is so quiet. He doesn't even feel like talking. So I'm like, man, it's just that weird, just that awkward. And then fourth period's pool, so it's not really, it's not awkward at all. Everybody's just talking.
Oh.
I already met somebody there. We had to partner up. My friend didn't want to go in the pool. Well, yeah, you didn't have clothes, so you just didn't want to get in. And then fifth period, I got Alex. It's a little quiet, but we kind of just talk, and then that's what makes other people kind of talk. Sixth period, everybody's chilling there. Like, I have a friend I met last semester as well. No, not last semester, last year. And she has, what was her name? You know Jose's girlfriend? Campos? Was her name Nicole?
Jose's, I think, yeah.
Nicole, that's her name. So I sit, like, in the back. Nicole sits in front of me, and then my friend sits in front of her, Sophie. We had assigned seats, and we just managed to all sit next to each other. But, yeah, we all just be, like, working, and then we had groups, but the teacher assigned us the groups. But nah, everybody's cool. Like, everybody's, like, nobody's, like, shy or nervous. Everybody's just kind of, like, energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just as soon as, like, you start talking to people, like, they're comfortable. Like, we'll just be joking around. And then my seventh, I don't know, I feel like that one's kind of like the most boring. Yeah, I probably say it's like the most boring.
What do you got in seventh period?
English.
Who's the teacher?
Huh? What is her name? Beth Dooley?
I don't know. Who do you got in there? Or nobody?
The only person I really know is some guy that, do you remember his name? I think his name was like Jordan. We had it last semester, Mr. Cormelis. He's like the top. You probably don't remember him. We didn't even talk to him. Well, I talked to him because I had like chemistry and physics right before that. Right before Mr. Camarella with him. And then we had Mr. Camarella together, but I didn't really talk to him because I kind of talked to you and Leo and all that. And then I sat next to him. Cause I feel like he was kind of like the only person I kind of talked to. And then I don't know if you know him. Do you know Jalen?
Is Howard?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in that class, but he kind of sat somewhere else. So I feel like that class is kind of like, I mean, the way the teacher does like assignments, I feel like it's kind of like, I mean, I'm not hating. It's kind of funny because it's like little kid stuff kind of. Like,
what did you say?
You're like drawing pictures and stuff.
I mean, unless you have it easy.
It's easy. It's just,
I gotta do a whole project by next week.
Okay, so the first thing we had to do was she gave us a paper and they had a whole bunch of like stuff like. It says, like, your family, hobbies, and all that stuff.
Oh, you had to do that at the little page, like, introducing yourself?
Yeah, I mean, well,
or is it like,
it's kind of. It's just you got to draw pictures. So you, like, draw a picture of your family, pets.
You had to draw everything.
Maybe your favorite food and all that stuff. And then she gave us a whole, she printed a whole paper, like, a whole page, kind of, like, talking about herself, like, family, marriage, places she likes, been to, and all that stuff. And she gave us each a paper so we could kind of like understand what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. And then we got to write a whole page.
A whole page?
We got to write a whole page kind of the same what she's talking about. But on the board, it says like what to write. It would say like your hobbies and how many family members and stuff.
So
like
it's
that.
Pretty light and
like, it's easy. It's just, like I said, it's kind of like you don't really expect that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, all my classes are pretty cool. People are pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Just like I said, seventh is kind of like, I don't really know people in there. And then, I don't know, I just kind of be tired too.
Yeah, I'd be taking a nap when I come back home, bro. I'd be acting like I never slept. I was just like,
dude.
I went to go lay down my bed, just I changed everything, lay down. I was like, I'm gonna wake up in a few. Bro, I did not wake up till like 7 at night, bro.
Dude. when I got home, I should have just went to sleep. I was talking to my mom about, like, the book thing.
Yeah.
I got 31 things. She didn't even seem too impressed. She just kind of, like, said, oh, cool.
That's light work.
I mean, I don't know. She just kind of, like, she kind of just said, like, she kind of made it seem like she wasn't too interested. So, I just, in my head, I'm like, I should have just went to bed. Because, like, I was tired. I fell asleep. Or, I didn't even fall asleep too much. I was just napping. And then I heard I have, like, two alarms before I got to go work. My sister gets off the bus, and then I have one alarm that basically tells me to get ready and stuff. That's the one that wakes me up.
Uh-huh.
Because I go to sleep maybe like around 3, and then I get up like at 3:40 and get ready.
You sleep at 3 and get up at 3:40.
Mm-hmm.
No way that makes sense. You get like 40 minutes of sleep.
If I get straight home and just go to sleep, it's like an hour.
There's no way.
I get home, I get
it's cap.
Like 240.
It's cap.
250.
It's cap.
I nap.
It's cap.
And then I just wake it's up cap. To my alarms.
It's cap.
And then I just don't feel like getting up. I'm like,
nah,
and then I wait another 5 minutes. It's like 3:45. I look at the time. Well, it's 3:46 yesterday. I'm like, I really don't want to get up.
What have you even been doing at 3 in the morning, bro?
No, not 3 in the morning. 3 in the afternoon, right after school.
Oh, my gosh, bro. I was thinking about you waking up at 3 and waking up at 3. Literally sleeping at 3 in the morning and waking up at 3 in the morning.
No, I'm going to sleep at 12 or before. I think I fell asleep like at 11 something yesterday. I'm just tired, man. That schedule.
The schedule's kind of, you know, messing me up a bit.
Dude, I need to start sleeping early, though. Schedule so bad.
You think? Ask me and Leo's, bro. We sleep at 4 in the morning every day at night, bro.
Bro, it's like, ever since I started school, it's like I've been getting tired like more
and more.
More and earlier.
Yeah.
Because it went to 3. No, it was like 2 where I would get tired. Mm-hmm. Then went down to like 1:30. I'd get tired. Then 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got tired like at 12. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I got tired as soon as I hit my bed. I was like,
ugh. Yeah, me too, bro. I just got my blanket, lay down.
And I just got comfortable. I'm like, dude, I
got on TikTok for a bit, looked the other way, and I was gone, bro. I was like, I'm gonna wake up. I'm not gonna sleep because I was like, if I sleep right now, my schedule's messed up, and I just sleep again when I wake up, pretty much.
I got
woke up and it was night, and I had to go back to sleep.
I wanted to exercise, but I was just too tired, man. I was just like, man. I'll just wait till the week. Because I need to start exercising again. Well, I got pool. I mean, that's a good exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a little sore because I kept like...
Isn't it a short period though?
No.
No?
No. Fourth period.
Oh, never mind.
Well, I mean, it's only short like on Tuesdays.
No, because I was thinking about my chest schedule.
What do you mean?
His schedule is short for pool.
Why?
Because it's not that long for morning. Morning class is never that long.
I know. Morning classes, they...
They go by quick, like 20 minutes.
Well, no, it's not that. Minutes. I mean, you also have to listen to, like, the...
Introduction?
No, the announcements. The wake-up warning.
You really don't.
Because remember, when I had a gym freshman year, when I had pool, we had always listened to the announcements for, like, 15 minutes. I'm like, oh, I just want to get in the pool. Because then we have, like, 15... It's, like, 15 minutes of just watching the announcements, and then we get out, like, 15 minutes before we leave the class. So, when 15, that's, like, 30. The classes are, like... We only had like 20 or 25 minutes to be in the pool. Cause
the pool is relaxing though.
I like
especially when I like the warm water is like so.
Man, I remember my friends, man. It was me, Abraham, and some junior. I don't know if he dropped out. Junior, he probably did. But man, we'd always just mess around in there. We'd just be like racing. We'd like swim down. Well, Abraham couldn't swim down.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend would just like swim down, get the breaks. It was fun.
It was fun though. Yeah, it was fun. But.
But.
I'm so tired. I can't do this though. I need to push through. It's Friday though. It's finally Friday.
Friday, man.
Then we got to school Monday. And then we got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, which is 4 days, and we out again. I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, man.
I just want to go to bed. I just want to feel my bed at home. My warm blanket.
Man, I'm not waking up tomorrow.
I'm not either. I'm going to go to bed.
I'm going to bed. I'm not going to wake up. I'll probably wake up. I mean, if I go to sleep, well, I'm going to start sleeping at 12 again. I'm not going to, even on the weekends.
Why are you capping, bro? No, it's fine.
Even on the weekends, I'm just going to wake up at 12, and then I'll wake up earlier, like at 8. Because, like, when you wake up early, it's way slower.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, because
it feels like your day's longer.
You wake up at 8, and, like, you feel like 8 hours pass by, and it's barely 12.
Yeah, and the end of the days are, like, longer. They feel longer because of the way.
Yeah, you wake up late, it's, like, maybe 1 or 2.
And it goes by quick.
Yeah, it goes quick because it's nighttime.
If you wake up early in the morning, it goes by slow.
Yeah.
It feels like you have a long day.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, mostly because like you just kind of like stay up all night, so it feels like it's always dark.
Yeah. I'll be waking up when I mess up my schedule on winter break. I woke up at 2 in the afternoon and I hold you back. And I was like, and Leo was already awake at 8. I was like, what are you doing this early, bro? And he told me who was from beyond. I was like, no, bro. Get some rest, bro.
Did you even go to sleep?
I don't even know if he did, bro. I'm not going to hold you back. He looked like he always stayed on the game 24/7, bro. He was like a game addict, bro.
Dude, every time I got on, he was the first on, one. I get off, and he's maybe about to get off.
He gets back on like 20 minutes later, bro. He's like, I got to grind again. I got to grind. I'm like, bro, the grind is not that real, bro.
Bro.
It's not never that deep, bro. I mean, for Leo, it is. But yeah.
So, was that it?
Yeah, that was it, bro.
Yeah, alright.
Well, that was the first week of school.
It went pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Alright. Alright, well.
To next episode, bro.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.